Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 225 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply. Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was the room crowded with spirits to help someone pass over to the other side?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those stories with us because we'd love to hear them and share them. 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also become a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts where you can try it 3 days free, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and my sister Kathy Gordon's here.
Hello, da-da-da. How are you?
I'm okay. So this is interesting today because I've got a couple stories and both of them are from nursing homes.
Really?
Yeah. And you and I, way back when, we used to both work at nursing homes. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember really ever encountering, and I worked in several nursing homes, but mm-hmm. I don't really remember ever encountering anything I thought was paranormal. But I also see why you would be encountering the paranormal there.
Yeah. No, maybe when it was quiet late at night and everything was, you know, I usually worked, like I wasn't one of the overnight people. I worked in the kitchens. So it was always a lot of commotion and, you know, doing dishes and quick, you know, serving people and, you know, getting food ready and stuff. So I don't know. I mean, something could happen in a kitchen, but you're kind of distracted.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the girls and the guys that work overnight shifts, it might be more then, like when you're just kind of one-on-one checking on patients and stuff and it's more quiet.
And, you know, over the years, we've gotten so many stories from nursing homes and hospitals and treatment places, you know, just because it makes sense.
Back to our conversation in just a moment. First, I want to thank our supporter today, NutriSense. That is actually the sound of the NutriSense biosensor that I've been wearing. With NutriSense, it's really amazing. I've learned some very interesting things about my food and drink choices and how it all affects my body. And also how sleep, exercise, stress, all of that exercise plays a big role in my health as well. Your glucose levels can significantly impact how your body and mind feels and functions. NutriSense lets you analyze your glucose levels in real time in response to food, exercise, stress, sleep. It's been, like I said, very fascinating to see my results and see what I need to do different to feel my best all the time. NutriSense includes 1 month of free board-certified nutritionist guidance and support. My nutritionist has been super helpful going over the results, the data, and answering any questions I have so I can fully understand what exactly this system is, how it works, and what I can do to make it work best for me. It keeps me accountable by messaging me when I'm going off my plan. It's kind of nice. Yes, NutriSense has helped me take better choices into account about what I eat. NutriSense has really helped put in perspective for me what I need to do to feel my best in terms of losing weight, mental acuity, physical fitness, all of that. It can do the same for you too. Start decoding your body's messages and pave the way for a healthier life. Visit NutriSense.com/ghost and get $30 off your first month and 1 month of board-certified nutritionist support. When they ask how you learned about NutriSense, make sure you tell them it was the Real Ghost Stories Online podcast.
So this one today, it says, my name is Lonnie, and I'm currently living in Tooele, Utah, T-O-O-E-L-E, Tooele. Do you think I'm close? Tooele?
Tooele?
Tooele? I don't know.
Tooele?
It says, I drive 8 hours a day for my job, and your podcast helps my workday go by much faster. This is my first time writing in, and I thought that I would share a couple of nursing home stories. First would be fun before I share some of my family's darker stories. So these, I think, are just the nursing home ones. I've had experiences as long as I can remember, some good and some bad. These paranormal experiences would happen every so often throughout my life till I started working in an assisted living / Alzheimer's and dementia unit in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I need to give you a brief description of these buildings because they pertain to the story. The assisted living building has 4 floors. The basement held the break room and laundry area. First, second, and third floors were resident apartments. The Alzheimer's and dementia unit was one floor with four separate pods that contained up to 12 rooms for residents. A large fenced-off courtyard connected these two buildings. I spent most of my time in the Alzheimer's unit. One of my favorite residents was a 99-year-old man. He loved to dance, play jokes on you. He loved to tell stories of his boxing days, and he would always tell me that he liked me best because of my bright red hair. Anyway, one day he was walking around a couch and started to fall. I was walking past and I saw him start to tumble, so I ran as quickly as I could to catch him somehow, but I couldn't get there quickly enough, and he fell hard and ended up breaking his femur. His health deteriorated very quickly after that, and within a couple of days, he had started to show signs of passing. I walked into his room one afternoon at the beginning of the rounds and instantly got this overwhelming feeling of being watched. The room felt very crowded, even though it was just him and me in his room. I never felt uncomfortable or threatened, but I could definitely feel other people were watching my every move. My body would react with all the hair on my neck standing up, and I instantly got goosebumps. As soon as I left his room, I felt normal again. His room hadn't felt like this the day before, so I found it very odd. Throughout my shift that day, I would have to go in his room to check on him. The second time I went to check on him, I went to his door and I had the feeling that I needed to announce myself before I entered the room and introduce myself. So I knocked, walked in, and explained why I was there. Very odd, I know, but I have learned through all of my many experiences that if you have a gut feeling to do something, you do it. That mm-hmm. right there, we should just mm-hmm. get printed on t-shirts and pass them out. You know,
I
it could
agree.
Just say, go with your gut.
Go with your gut.
At last rounds, I was walking around my section of rooms with the night shift CNA when we walked up to this gentleman's room. I went to knock on the door and the CNA stopped me and said, "Do you feel that?" I asked him, what was he feeling? And he asked if the resident was the only person in the room. I said, yes. And he shrugged his shoulders and said, that's weird. We walked into the room, checked on the resident, and walked out. After leaving the room, the CNA looked at me and said, the room had an odd feeling. It felt crowded. It was nice having someone else experience that because I thought I was going crazy. Later on that night, the resident passed away. When I got to work the next day and found out, I was heartbroken, but I was glad that he was in a better place. I had to go get his room packed that day, and when I walked up to his room, the feeling of having to announce myself was gone. I walked in, the room felt completely different. I think it was family members who came to help him cross over. I kind of like that thought.
I do too. I think that's beautiful.
And I think it's interesting that both of them felt the same thing, like independently. Mm-hmm. It's not like they walked up to the room and she said to the CNA, by the way, it felt really mm-hmm. crowded to me earlier. That was independent.
Yeah.
He came up with that on his own.
And we've heard a couple stories that were similar in vein, not exactly this, but where somebody's, you know, passing or very, very close, and they start to kind of talk to different people.
Mm-hmm.
And there seem to be several people in the room that they're talking with. You know, like, oh, Gladys, I'm so happy to see you. And John, it's good that you could make it here too. And they kind of go through several people that are in the room. So I think this might be something that could occur.
Absolutely. And I think that's why she was picking up on the crowd of people. I like the idea of family members who came to help him cross over, because at 99, there would have been a lot of people who passed before he did.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So then this story continues, and it says, it's kind of a two-parter. It says, now for the assisted living side. So many things happened to me in the assisted living building. The weird thing was that all the experience that I had, as well as other coworkers, always happened on the third floor, and man, I hated working on that floor. At night, I would be walking through the courtyard, look up at the building and see a black figure in one of the windows on the third floor. I would blink and it would be gone, but the curtains would be moving. I would hear the sound of a walker being slid across the carpet towards me. I would turn to see who it was, and there would be no one there. And that is a very distinct sound, I would add.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of times that we would get phone calls from rooms on that floor, and there wouldn't be a resident living in that room. Some of the residents would tell me that they would see a little girl in a white dress with pigtails skipping rope down the hall, or that this little girl would wake them up at night. I went to use the restroom one night and went to open the door and it was locked. I assumed that someone was using the restroom. I hadn't seen anyone go in there, so I thought that was weird. As I turned to walk away, I heard a click from the handle, unlocking the door. I instantly got a sinking feeling in my gut. I turned to see who it was, and thankfully, the door never opened. These doors can only be locked and unlocked from the inside. I was so freaked out that I ran downstairs to the employee room on the second floor and refused to go back up the rest of the night. I have many, many stories to tell, and I will write in later. I hope you enjoyed this one and read it on your podcast. P.S. I have a quick question. Is being sensitive to paranormal passed down more from your mother's side or father's side of the family? My mom isn't very sensitive at all, but my dad really is. And so that is the whole side of the family. Oh, wait. And so is that whole side of the family. You know, I think as far as that last question goes, mm-hmm. I think I've heard more from the maternal side.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely men can be sensitive. We hear from them all the time.
Yeah. And I think Lonnie answered their own question there.
Yeah. Because your dad is sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it does seem like probably more women are. I think it's just,
mm-hmm.
we just have different senses about things. Like we're able to juggle a million things at once and not all men are like that.
Yeah.
You know, I just think.
I agree.
I think that we're a little different, but I don't think sensitivity would be necessarily a male or female thing. I think it could happen to anybody.
I think it can happen to anybody. I think maybe women are just taught to be listen to their emotions more and to be more emotional. And
yeah,
and maybe we are by nature, but I think we're also culturally groomed certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's okay for us to be more sensitive or to cry, but guys aren't allowed that, you know. So you can't believe in ghosts, you know, kind of thing. So I think some of it's grooming.
I do,
how
too.
How you're supposed to behave.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because I think that's very true. What do you think about the assisted living part?
Scary.
Scary.
Like, could you imagine, like, walking through the courtyard and looking up and seeing a black figure looking down at you?
And then the curtains moving.
Creepy.
Don't
creepy.
Love it. That's just bad.
Yeah. The little girl is interesting. You know, and I wonder if that building was something before that.
Makes you think maybe it was. Maybe it was a hospital or something.
Yeah. Like, where would the child come from that seemed to be there? That makes me wonder if it wasn't something else prior to being nursing or assisted living.
And maybe there was just her house was on that property and got torn down and they built in an assisted living and dementia unit. So we're keeping with the theme today of nursing homes, and I came across a phone call about one. Here
okay.
It is.
My name is Brianna. I worked in an assisted living / memory care unit for 6-7 years. I had all kinds of experiences there. Those places are spirit activity hotspots. It's sometimes scary, sometimes funny, sometimes heartwarming. I'll start with the heartwarming one, my favorite experience. I had a resident there that she moved in the day I started working there. And when I got promoted to manage the assisted living side of things and was moving away from the memory care unit where she was staying, she passed away. So we kind of moved everywhere together until she left this earthly plane. She was my favorite person in the universe. She became part of my extended family. Her family became part of my extended family, and losing her was rough. When she was alive, she used to call me Old Red because I, at the time, I was 19 and wanted to be crazy, so I dyed my hair fire engine red. So,
is that the same girl that just wrote this story?
Well, she said she had red hair in the first one, but this girl said she was Brenda, and that person said they were Lonnie.
Yeah.
Or was Brenda right? It started with a B, like Brenna or Brenda or something.
Yeah. I thought she
said
Brianna.
I don't think it's the same one. It just, I think it happens that we have two redhead references here.
Wait, because it said he liked me best because of my bright red hair, and then this lady's saying that same thing? Let's continue on and see if it seems like they're the same.
Okay.
So Old Red was her nickname for me. So after she passed, I was upstairs covering a shift for one of my employees. And in her old room, we started hearing noises and it sounded like somebody was shouting. And I went to go investigate. You know, people wander around, they get lost and fall, and you know, it could have been anything. Well, I got to the room and nobody was in there. No residents were wandering around the halls. All the doors were closed. Everybody was asleep, as they should be, because it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. But when I walk into the room, I just hear, "Well, hey there, Old Red." And I knew it was her, and I knew she had come to say goodbye. It was a really sweet moment, and I had to go lock myself in the bedroom and have a good cry after that. The most frightening experience I ever had there was on the second floor. Most of us didn't go to the second floor alone after dark. It just gave you this feeling of, it was like a sense of dread, like impending doom. You didn't want to look behind you while you were on that floor. It always felt like someone was following you. But I had to go up there by myself one night, probably around the same time, 2-3 o'clock in the morning. We had got a page from a resident up on the second floor. So while walking down the hallway, I just got this urge to not look in, I guess urge isn't the right word, but I just felt like you can't look in that mirror. Don't look in that mirror that I was passing by. I knew if I looked in that mirror, I would see something awful, but you know, curiosity outweighs fear. So I looked in the mirror and beside me, a man was walking with me, staring at me and smiling. He did not look like a very nice man, and this did not look like a very nice smile. So I turned around and booked it down the stairs and had a coworker come up with me to check the call light, which it turned out was actually for an empty room. So that whole experience was just yikes. One other story real quick before I let you go. I used to play piano. We had a grand piano in the lobby. The lobby is far enough from resident rooms that I would play it in the middle of the night, and probably this was closer to the end of my shift, around 5 o'clock in the morning. When I was playing piano, I got a low battery alert from an empty room's call light, and I went to go unplug it. So we stopped getting those alerts. So I stood up from the piano and I started walking down the hall. And when I turned around from the piano bench, I just see a chair from the bridge table sitting right behind me, which was weird, but I thought one of my coworkers was messing with me and drug it behind me and I didn't notice. So I ignore it. I figure I'll just move it when I come back down the hall. And as I turn my first corner, I hear someone whisper in my ear, "Why did you stop playing?" It sounded like the voice of a small child, which would kind of make sense. A lot of our residents reported seeing children running around at all hours of the night, though children often did not come to the facility, especially not between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. But yeah, those are my stories. I have a ton more from that place and from all the other places that I did caregiving and medication aid work and management work. But those are the ones I'll share from now. I hope you guys have a great day. And thank you so much.
That's so funny because it's like they're working in the same place. Those two stories.
Yeah. Well, there were some similarities
I want to go back to the beginning and catch that name again. Because is it the same person? Just a sec. Here we go.
My name is Brianna.
Brianna. And then Brianna. This one says Lonnie.
Yeah.
Maybe they worked at the same place, but it's like one, that's so weird. We'd have two stories come in.
But they're similar, yeah. But yeah, there's some differences.
With the red hair.
There was a reference to red hair in both of them.
And children.
Both of them had a reference to a different floor that was creepy, you know. But in this one, that second floor thing, where she was walking down the hall by herself and you know, her gut is saying, don't look in the mirror. Just keep walking. But she glances over. She looks. And there's a man walking beside her.
Oh, so you know what? They can't be the same person because the other one, remember when we read her story, it was like, always go with your gut. She had that wise thing mm-hmm. that she said. If you have a gut feeling to do something, you do it. Mm-hmm. This woman did not do that. She did not listen to her gut.
Did not listen to her gut. Saw the guy. Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
No.
Oh, my heavens. And so that was so disturbing. And then two instances where she heard someone talk. The first one was the woman that she lost, that she was close to. And when she walked into the room, she said, you know, hey there, old red, like that. And then later, like when they said, why did you quit playing piano? So she's actually hearing things, voices happening that are speaking to her.
That is just creepy.
Interesting. Yeah.
And
the first one she felt like she wasn't so scared of because it was that woman and she knew it was that woman. And then she just went and had a real good cry.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of that woman saying goodbye to her. And she knew that's what it was. But the other ones, not so much. Those were people that were, you know, walking beside her, communicating noises. They're hearing, you know, pagers going off in empty rooms. You know, there's all these things that are happening. There's quite a bit of activity there.
It's just so crazy to me how similar those two stories are, you know, to the point like, they got a call and went to the room. Nobody's there. They were getting calls in the other story. It's just...
Well, and the one I said was, I thought was interesting because it had the little girl that seemed to be, you know, skipping in the mm-hmm. hall or going down the hall or whatever. And then this one, when the person said, you know, why did you quit playing piano? She said it sounded like a little girl.
And she said that there was kids in the building, like when there shouldn't be kids in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That was just so strange. They're so much alike. It's like, did these two women work at the same place?
Well, it makes...
Do they both have bright red hair? Is it the same woman going by aliases?
Isn't that interesting, though?
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm telling you what, the scary story of the day for me is looking in a mirror and seeing a man walking.
Oh, my God. I do not want that. Well, if you have a real ghost story, why not share it with us? Call it in, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like an ad-free version of the show with advanced episodes and access to the archive, you need to become a premium subscriber, and you can do that through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it 3 days free. Also, you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.